Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the oil report of the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, January 24th. U.S. oil output to hold near record. EIA's 2026 forecasts little change in Permian Basin production after 2025's 13.6 million barrels a day. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Little change is expected for domestic oil output in 2026, according to analysts at U.S. Energy Information Administration. In the agency's short-term energy outlook, analysts expect U.S. production to remain near the record 13.6 million barrels a day set in 2025, before decreasing 2% to 13.3 million barrels a day in 2027. If that decline occurs, analysts say it will be the first since 2021. Increases in Permian Basin production and, to a lesser extent, offshore production helped the U.S. set that production record. In 2025, the Permian Basin alone accounted for almost half of total U.S. crude production. Little change is expected in Permian Basin production as rig activity declines along with falling prices. EIA analysts forecast Permian production will remain essentially the same as its 2025 average of 6.6 million barrels a day in 2026, before falling slightly to 6.5 million barrels a day in 2027. Declines in the lower 48 will offset slight production growth in Alaska and the Gulf over the next 2 years, EIA analysts write, attributing the decline to low oil prices reducing operators' incentives to drill. Quote, we expect the slowdown in drilling activity to outpace recent increases in drilling productivity that have bolstered U.S. crude oil production, the analyst wrote. Much of the agency's crude oil production forecast hinges on domestic crude oil prices, especially for onshore production in the lower 48. The West Texas Intermediate crude oil price is expected to fall from its 2025 average of $65 a barrel to $52 a barrel in 2026 and $50 a barrel in 2027. These prices are lower than recent break-even production prices. Oil industry executives responding to the Dallas Fed Energy Survey report that the two largest basins in the Permian had break-even prices of $61 a barrel in the Midland Basin and $62 a barrel in the Delaware Basin. The agency forecast crude oil production in the Gulf of America will rise from 1.9 million barrels a day in 2025 to 2 million barrels a day in 2026 as new fields offset declines from existing fields. If achieved, those values would be records in the Gulf of America. After decades of decline, Alaska production is forecast to increase through 2027 as the new Nuna and Pikka projects contribute to overall growth. Alaska production is forecast to rise from 400,000 barrels a day in 2025 to 500,000 barrels a day in 2027. If realized, this annual production increase will be the first since 2017 and the largest since 2002. Permian power grows in ranking. ExxonMobil tops Enverus onshore list in energy landscape. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Enverus, the energy-dedicated software-as-a-service an analytics platform, has released its annual list of top public onshore exploration and production companies based on gross operated production last year. It is a list influenced by Permian Basin strength and consolidation. ExxonMobil leads the ranking again at 1.95 million barrels of oil equivalent per day, or MMBOE per day, followed by Expand Energy, formerly Chesapeake Energy, at 1.75 MMBOE per day, and ConocoPhillips, which climbed three positions to claim the number three spot at 1.42 MMBOE per day. Demonstrating the Permian Basin's continued strength, six of the top 10 companies list the basin as their primary operating region. Two Midland-based companies hovered near the top 10. Diamondback Energy came in ninth with 973,000 BOE per day, operated 8,530 wells, and ran 14 rigs last year. Permian Resources rose a spot, reaching 12th on the list with 519,000 BOE per day from 3,405 wells and operating 13 rigs. According to Enverus, production trends this year reinforce how concentrated the U.S. energy supply landscape has become at the top. Strong Permian exposure, scale advantages, ongoing energy consolidation, and increasing rig efficiency help explain why the largest operators continue to widen the gap. Movement across the list highlights how mergers and acquisitions, regional performance, and portfolio optimization continue to influence competitive positioning. ConocoPhillips, EQT, Crescent Energy, Range Resources, Chord Energy, and CNX Resources all posted notable year-over-year climbs. New entrants include BKV Corporation, TXO Partners, Infinity Natural Resources, and Prairie Operating, reflecting ongoing shifts in the lower 48 landscape. The ranking also reveals the ability to integrate assets, adopt advanced analytics, and optimize multi-basin development strategies is becoming a defining advantage for public operators. The use of Enverus's ranking extends beyond operators themselves. For example, the geology department at Stephen F. Austin State University integrates real-world subsurface data, well logs, header data, and directional data directly into its curriculum to prepare students for careers in geoscience, energy analytics, and subsurface modeling. Quote, "One of the biggest challenges in teaching geology is providing students with access to real-world data and tools," said Julie Bloxon, associate professor at Stephen F. Austin State University. Quote, "Enverus makes it easy for us to integrate comprehensive geological data into our curriculum, enhancing student learning and preparing them for their future careers. Enverus helps us create comprehensive models for the subsurface work that we do. It supplies not just well log data, but also header data and directional data, which are crucial for our projects," Bloxon said. Key takeaways. Top three operators, ExxonMobil, Expand Energy, formerly Chesapeake Energy, ConocoPhillips, Permian Basin dominance, six of the top 10 list the Permian as their primary region, and 17 of 50 gas-weighted producers, Expand, EQT, Antero, Range, CNX, and others, anchor the eastern U.S. Rig activity. ExxonMobil, 37 rigs, ConocoPhillips, 33, Occidental, 30. Top movers, ConocoPhillips, plus 3, EQT, plus 2, Crescent, plus 3, Range, plus 3, Cord, plus 3, CNX, plus 3. New entrants, BKV Corporation, number 30, TXO Partners, number 38, Infinity Natural Resources, number 40, Prairie Operating, number 44. Orphan wells in Texas hit 20-year high. Numbers surpassed 11,000, with more feared at risk. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. Texas's inventory of orphaned wells has surpassed 11,000 orphaned wells, according to the Railroad Commission's latest orphaned wells report. This breaks the record set just last October and is the highest in the past 20 years. Commission shift, which highlighted the record along with the inactive rig count exceeding 120,000 wells, underscores the growing challenge facing the state's oil and gas industry. With 25 new operators coming before the commission with wells in violation of statewide Rule 15, quote, we continue to see more inactive wells queuing up to become orphans, Julie Range, policy manager with Commission Shift, told a reported telegram by email. Statewide Rule 15 requires operators to meet certain requirements for inactive wells to receive well-plugging extensions to maintain their license to operate. Citing the Commission's Inactive Well Aging Report database, the 25 companies on the Commission's open meeting docket for Tuesday are on their first steps toward orphaning their wells, Range said. The 25 companies cumulatively have 807 inactive wells at risk of becoming orphans, she added. Bruce Duby, Commission spokesperson, told the reported telegram, quote, while there has been a recent increase in these populations due to various external factors, such as operator bankruptcies and aging wells, we are in the process of taking significant actions to increase our well-plugging efforts. Earlier this month, we opened the largest solicitation for well-plugging and related services in our agency's history, with more than $350 million in federal funding and $100 million in state funding going to well-plugging projects, end quote. He defended the agency's commitment to protecting public safety and the environment by plugging these wells using a robust prioritization system that scores wells on multiple factors, including age, location, condition, and environmental and safety concerns, to ensure that high-risk, high-priority wells are plugged first, protecting Texans from the most serious hazards. Since 1984, the state-managed plugging program has plugged over 47,000 wells across Texas, Duby said. Commission Shift calls the orphan wells, which lack active operators, a significant environmental concern as their deterioration poses risks such as water contamination with benzene and carcinogen, harmful fluid leaks affecting wildlife, agriculture, and livestock, and methane emissions contributing to global warming. Recently enacted legislation, Senate Bill 1150, aims to address some of these issues by mandating more frequent testing of wells that have been inactive for over 15 years. Although the law requires older wells to have a compliance plan to get a plugging extension, loopholes in the law could undermine efforts to speed the pace of plugging by active operators. Further regulatory tightening is necessary to ensure operators fulfill their responsibilities, protecting water and soil from contamination. In response to the new legislation, Commission Shift formed a working group of experts and impacted Texans to present recommendations to the Railroad Commission to strengthen the enforcement of Senate Bill 1150. The working group aims to ensure that the written rules keep public safety and the environment paramount, and that companies will not receive plugging extensions when wellbore integrity, corrosion, or overpressurization increase the risk of groundwater contamination. Commission Shift's 2022 report, Eliminating Orphan Wells and Sites in Texas, outlines comprehensive solutions to address the orphaned well crisis. Financial assurance. Operators should demonstrate financial capability to plug wells prior to drilling or acquiring new ones. Increased bonding requirements. Financial assurance should cover the full modern cost of decommissioning. Current bonds are insufficient, with some wells bonded at under $250, even though plugging costs can exceed $40,000. Stricter transfer requirements. Regulations should prevent large companies from transferring wells to smaller entities that will be unable to decommission the wells. Quote, "We noticed an uptick in operators losing their licenses to operate in Texas because they aren't maintaining their aging wells," said Range. "I'm fearful the number of orphaned wells will increase as assets mature and economic conditions make it more difficult to stay in business. Without significant policy reforms that compel companies to prepare for the end of a well's useful life, we will continue to see companies pocket the profits, walk away, and push the cost of plugging their aging assets onto taxpayers," end quote. Permian wells grow gassier, boosting midstream investment. The story was written by Mella McEwen, oil editor. As Permian Basin oil and gas operators seek their next drilling opportunities, they're exploring the periphery of core areas and deeper zones that is resulting in gassier production. Quote, "Depending on where you sit in the industry, the trend is a source of immense frustration or a driver of new opportunities," East Daily Analytics wrote. East Daily analysts note that rising gas-to-oil ratios in the Permian wells are one of the most widely discussed industry topics. For upstream investors who favor higher-priced liquids, it's a drag on equities. But that rising gas output is spurring a range of midstream investments, from pipelines to processing plants. Morningstar DBRS reports that growth in natural gas production has prompted it to forecast modestly positive growth for the North American pipeline and midstream sector in 2026. While Morningstar's outlook for natural gas pipeline investment is positive, its outlook for growth in crude oil infrastructure is more muted because of slow growth and crude oil production. Quote, "The outlook for natural gas prices is more positive than oil prices because of underlying structural trends boosting demand, including increasing liquefied natural gas export capacity and data center-related power demand," Morningstar analysts wrote. The GOR increase in Permian Basin wells is partly mathematical, partly geologic, and partly driven by development evolution. As East Daily explains, operators are migrating toward the Delaware Basin, where formations yield more gas than oil compared to the Midland Basin. Second, the Permian Basin has a large base of maturing wells, and as oil wells age and reservoir pressure declines, more methane is released from hydrocarbon formations. The decline dynamic is easy to see in the average new Delaware well. Oil production falls sharply in the early months, while gas volumes flatten more gradually, meaning a well's GOR trends higher as the curves separate. Across both the Delaware and Midland basins, gas production is consistently more durable than oil, but this effect is amplified in the Midland Basin. Gas production from a Midland Basin well takes 120 to 122 months on average to fall to 75% of its peak, compared with 4 months for oil production in a Midland Basin well. In a Delaware, the gap is smaller, 41 to 42 versus 31 to 32 months, but still directionally consistent.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Saturday, January 24th, 2026. Religion. Having Faith in God or the World, by William F. Holland, Jr., Ph.D., ordained and licensed Christian minister. Whatever we are concerned about today, faith and discernment are key components of our prayers. Without spiritual sensitivity, we do not understand God's plans, which is why seeking Him empowers and activates our communication with Him. We believe in miracles because we know that God listens and is the only one who has the authority to restore and provide for us. If someone is having a health crisis, the Bible declares that He is the great physician and our healer. This is an exciting truth until doubt and fear sneak through the back door, and Satan repeats the same strategy to deceive as he did with Adam and Eve in the garden. His favorite temptation is to sow seeds of uncertainty and fear in our minds, causing us to question whether faith is real or just an illusion. In our times of trouble, we are bombarded with opinions, but we must become unmovable in knowing that God's promises cannot fail. Josh Christmas once said, "I do not believe what I see, but I see what I believe." This means that followers of God are not to place their trust in speculations or how things appear to our natural senses. Since we are filled and guided by God's Spirit, we place our spiritual confidence in Him alone. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, which means the answers are ready to be manifested, but conditional on our knowing and believing with our hearts. For example, when a doctor says there is no hope, we must realize that a human diagnosis is not more powerful than God's final word. Doctors practice medicine, but God is the healer. Our daughter and our daughter-in-law were both told by the experts that they would never have a child. This was not true, as the Lord had other plans. Today, our daughter-in-law has three amazing children, and our daughter has a beautiful baby girl. My wife and I prayed about this for years and believe that nothing is impossible with God. Luke 1:37. When Lazarus was dead for 4 days, Jesus told the people to remove him from his tomb and unwrap his grave garments. His body was starting to smell, and according to natural thinking, this was disrespectful and even insane. However, they did not understand the power of God. Christ commanded Lazarus to live again, and he did. Ezekiel describes a valley of dry bones, and God asks the prophet if he believes the bones could live. He told Ezekiel to speak to the bones in faith, and the flesh came back upon them, and they were restored to life. The reason these stories are recorded is to teach us the importance of spiritual discernment when it comes to hearing God's voice and knowing His will. Christians are to live with an expectation of the supernatural and to walk in the constant awareness of God's presence as they trust and obey His instructions. My latest book about healing and miracles contains recent accounts of God miraculously intervening, as Hebrews 13:8 promises that Jesus never changes. Many people build their worldviews on what they have been told instead of researching for themselves. Beware of listening and seeking the world's opinions more than learning to know God as true truth. Remember, what we believe becomes our reality. If we absorb what an unbelieving culture tells us, we are vulnerable to being brainwashed and conformed to negativity and doubt. Who do you suppose decides what is truth and what is censored as disinformation in our society? Satan is the father of all lies and never stops influencing chaos and confusion. Our decision to seek God and know what He is saying versus accepting the report of natural opinions is the difference between thinking clearly and falling into a delusion. Every moment we are faced with the choice to absorb the light and life of God or the deception and hopelessness of a blind and fallen world. You see, faith is not limited to only being associated with positive thinking. It can also be the driving force behind negative attitudes. If we are convinced to accept the worst, we are joining forces with dark energy that will make the problem worse. Unbelief is enmity toward God. Hebrews 3:12-13. Ephesians 4:18. We are not to be conformed to the persuasions of carnality, but to be transformed by the renewal of our mind in Christ, which means we know that God is who He says He is. Read more about the Christian life at BillyHollandMinistries.com. Scriptures referred to Luke 1:37. For nothing will be impossible with God. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 3:12-13. Take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you may have an evil, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God, but exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Ephesians 4:18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of their ignorance and hardness of heart. Features from the Bible. Truth in Scripture. Absalom, from 2 Samuel chapter 14. David longed to see his son Absalom while Absalom lived in exile. Joab, David's army commander, devised a plan to get David and Absalom together by inviting Absalom to return to Jerusalem. David agreed, and Absalom came to Jerusalem, but King David would not see him. In all Israel, there was not a man so highly praised for his handsome appearance as Absalom. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet, there was no blemish in him. Whenever he cut the hair of his head, He used to cut his hair from time to time when it became too heavy for him. He would weigh it, and its weight was 200 shekels by the royal standard. Three sons and a daughter were born to Absalom. The daughter's name was Tamar, and she became a beautiful woman. After 2 years, Absalom was invited to come before his father, and the king welcomed him with a kiss.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.